Good morning. It's 6:06. I'm Jeremy Loeb, APR News. We'll have a look at the day's weather in just a few minutes. Alabama's Secretary of State says residents have 1 week left to register to vote in the primary election June 3rd. Secretary of State Jim Bennett says residents needing to register should contact their county board of registrars by May 23rd. That's also the deadline for voters who have moved to update their voter registration information with their county board of registrars. Bennett says people who are registered to vote can use Alabama's election website, alabamavotes.gov, to check their polling place, view sample ballots, and get information on voting by absentee ballot. Both the Democratic and Republican primaries are on June 3rd. A prison guard running against Governor Robert Bentley says Alabama's prison system is at risk of a federal takeover because of severe overcrowding. Stacey George says if elected, he would create a second parole board, like Governor Bob Riley did, to expedite the parole of nonviolent inmates. George says he will ask the legislature to repeal the habitual offender law that provides for longer sentences for repeat offenders, and he'll make the repeal retroactive. He says that could reduce the prison population by more than one-fourth. George is a former Morgan County commissioner who has worked for the State Department of Corrections for 5 years at Limestone Correctional Facility. People are speaking out about new federal limits on red snapper season in the Gulf of Mexico. As Alabama Public Radio's Ryan Vasquez reports, concerns are over the impact to Alabama's fishing industry.
The federal government has reduced this year's recreational snapper season in the Gulf of Mexico from 11 days to 9 days starting June 1st. The president of the Orange Beach Fishing Association says there's a chance some anglers won't even come because the season is so short. He calls the length of the upcoming season insane. An arm of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration decided the change was needed because Louisiana opened its state waters year-round in April. Representative Bradley Byrne, whose district covers coastal Alabama, says the state's fishermen and coastal communities are being devastated by the federal government's total inability to effectively regulate red snapper fishing. I'm Ryan Vasquez, APR News.
South Alabama will be busy with music festivals over the weekend. The Hangout Festival in Gulf Shores will feature acts like the Black Keys. The city of Montgomery is hosting its second annual River Jam Festival. This year's event includes bands like Wishbone and Brandon Self and the Outlaw Revival. Festival organizer Ken Reynolds says last year's show included a singer who was later seen on network television.
Last year, one of our local artists that performed was Jeff Muse, who has since gone on to perform on American Idol and done very, very well. So we're excited about having to continue or being able to continue that level of talent.
The River Jam Festival is free to the public. Food and drinks will be sold inside the location. Visitors can bring chairs, but not coolers. Now for a look at the day's weather, here's WVUA's Richard Scott.
Our forecast on this Friday includes a good supply of sun. Temperatures top out in the 70s. Will be a nice weather day. As for tonight, clear and cool again. Lows back in the 40s across the Tennessee Valley. The rest of the state in the low to mid 50s. As for the weekend plan, Saturday, Sunday, temperatures top out in the 70s. In fact, upper 70s likely. There could be some showers across North Alabama, but the rest of the state should stay dry this weekend. I'm WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott. That's your local weather forecast.
And I'm Jeremy Loeb, APR News.